Heroes. It's time for that hero stuff, bro. That hero stuff. Oh, how are you doing on the day of today? This is James Hall, and welcome to Restoring Your Heroes. Real biblical manhood in a counterfeit world. Hero stuff, bro. .com. Woo! All right, that felt good. How are you doing? I'm definitely excited today. I got a lot to say in a little bit of time, so I hope you keep your ears peeled and your eyes open. I believe that you can. So let's get right to it. I'm talking about a samurai, his sword, and onions. Now, a samurai does not use his sword to cut onions. I say it again. A samurai does not use his sword to cut onions. What do I mean by that? Is a samurai, when it's time for him to pull out his sword, it is time for someone to die. When it's time to pull out his sword, when he pulls out a sword, it's for one strike, one kill, for someone to be beautifully dismantled by this handcrafted piece of steel. But he does not waste time cutting his onions for his soup with his katana. So, man, what does that mean? What does that mean? Man, as men, we cannot waste our energy picking battles, fighting battles that are not worth fighting. Every battle is not worth fighting. Every argument is not worth having. Every social media post is not worth commenting to. And I'm even talking about sometimes it's not even worth doing a dad joke to or something else to. Everything does not have to evolve a battle. We waste so much energy fighting battles that at the end of the day aren't really worth fighting. So here's an example. I think I did a good job with this, so I'm gonna share it with you. My son opened my pocket knife. He didn't know, he was curious about it, so he opened it. And his mom told me when I got home that he had no idea how to close it and things like that. Now, I had two choices in this. I could yell at him for being curious about a pocket knife and trying to figure and opening it up and not really know how to open it up. And he has a little sister around. You could have got her hurt. And what are you thinking, boy? How dare you open my... Did I give you a permission to open my knife? No, I did not. So you did all this. You could have... What are you thinking? How irresponsible could you be to do something like that? I could have did that. Or I could teach him how to close the pocket knife. So I chose to teach him how to close the pocket knife because that at that moment he needed to learn how to close and open and close and understand how to learn or find his way or navigate his way around my pocket knife. So I made him open and close it 50 times. Now that was a time lesser me. If I haven't learned so much from the Bible and other men around me, I would have pulled out the sword and it was time for killing because he opened my pocket knife. But it was a battle that did not need to be fought. Same thing that when we men react on social media. Does every post that you disagree with need your disagreement on the post? Can you just not agree with it and go about your life? Are you able to do that? Does every political post need your opinion on it? Does every joke that you don't agree with, does it all need your opinion? Or can you save your katana or your sword for things that matter? And the problem is we waste so much time on fighting battles that don't matter that when there's a battle that does matter, we're so fatigued that we don't have energy for it. Or we pick every battle, so we don't know how to discern between a battle that matters and a battle that's petty. We don't understand a battle that needs to be fought on the front lines, something that needs our sweat, blood, and tears, and petty, because we treat everything like it needs our sweat, blood, and tears. We treat the Twitter feed like it needs our sweat, blood, and tears. We treat YouTube like it needs our sweat, blood, and tears. We treat Facebook like it needs our sweat, blood, and tears. We treat everybody at the job, every employee, like they need our sweat, blood, and tears. We treat every disagreement that we have with our wife that it needs our sweat, blood, and tears. We treat everything like that, so we're unable, because we live in this effeminate age of emotionalism, and everything needs an explanation, and no one can just let stuff go and roll off our back. We pull out our swords and we dull our katana. We dull our sword on battles that don't matter. They don't matter. And then we get so far off in this world of what the Bible say, like it's like being a busybody and grabbing it the ear of a dog as they pass by. Just every we got a statement about this. If it's some, you got a statement about this, and we got something to say about that, and we got something to say about that. It's a continual thing over and over and over and over again. So when a battle really comes, when it's time to really discipline your son, because you see that he's using his strength in the wrong way, he's using his strength to be cruel and mean to his little sister instead of being a protector, that's where your strength is needed. But you wasted all that energy getting mad at him for some typical boy stuff. For smashing his toys too hard together. You pulled out the sword and you gave him, you yelling and everything. But you missed the opportunity to teach your son what his strength is for. You're arguing over your wife over petty stuff, small things, but you miss the opportunity where the battle's really fought, as you see her. You see her being down on herself and disrespecting herself in a way that she is using her tongue to cut and slice herself. But you're so busy fighting wars that are not yours, fighting battles that you don't see that, to correct that. And babe, no, you don't talk about yourself like that. When you talk about yourself, you talk about me. You don't see that because you're too busy fighting battles. You're too busy using your katana to cut onions. You're too busy doing that. You don't see that your daughter is falling in line or trying to get consumed by the ways of this world. You don't see that because you too busy using your katana to cut onions. You way too busy on Twitter. You don't got no real life friends because you spend all your life trying to build a community online. And you think that's real life. You think that's real camaraderie. Those guys don't know the real you. They don't know how you smell, they really don't know how you look, because you have an avatar. You have a perfect picture on your profile page. They don't know how you, they can't recognize your gait at church and how you walk to recognize, hey, how you doing, bro? Like they don't got that. But you fight in battles online. But you fight in battles that's not needed at work. But Satan is all in your house, and you have not picked up the sword. You're inviting them in sometimes. You're inviting them in. Why are you cutting onions with your katana and fighting small battles and chasing little small things and little petty things? Satan is trying to build a stronghold in your house, and there's chaos in your house. I'm telling you, man, there is a better way. Your sword is used for battle. So when you pull out your sword to contend for the faith, We warriors, we heroes, know that our argument is sound. It's not petty. When we say something, we mean it. And that's a mark of a wise man. That's a mark of a wise man. I remember when I was doing Bible study at Wright State University, men's Bible study I was doing back in the day. I'm talking about 2007-ish. I was doing Bible study, and we combined our Bible study with another Bible study. And let's just put it this way. The dynamics were different. This Bible study was mostly white people, and our Bible study was mostly black people. And we were going back and forth about time and how we could connect and things like that. But every once in a while, this one person, I forgot what his name was, but he will say something, and it'll break up the monotony, and it'll be so wise that it ends up solving some problems. And then he'll wait a little bit, and he'll say another thing. And that's how we should be as men. We're not just swinging our sword everywhere, emotionalism, being a victim. You can't do this to me. How dare you? No. Oh, the Bible says in Proverbs, something like a timely word, having a fit word, something that a wise person has, a fit word. I'm definitely paraphrasing, but it's very important for us when we pull out that sword. It's one strike, one kill. We pull out that sword, it's something profound, or something that's going to add to the conversation, or something that's wise. Or if it's not, it's nothing that we need to be able to discern when we need to pull it out, when we don't, or else we just be chopping onions. We're just going to be chopping onions, wasting our energy, wasting the sharpness of our blade, wasting all that on nonsense. It is so much nonsense out here. We got an Andrew Tate being the next guru, and he's talking about abusing women. This dude does pornography. Like he sponsors OnlyFans stuff. He does all that, but guys are looking up to him. We're so busy chopping onions that we're not understanding that our young men are still following Jordan Peterson. Now, Jordan Peterson ain't all bad, but he's not a Christian, and he should be following your pastor. He should be following you, dad. He should be following you, brother. He should be following you, but you too busy cutting onions online, arguing about Arminianism and Calvinism. You too busy cutting onions online, arguing about the next whatever Southern Baptist thing happened yesterday and how you feel about it. Like, you too busy arguing about the White Boy Summer and Fight Life Feast Network and how you're allowed to do, I don't know what we're too busy doing that to understand that the plight of the masculine man, the plight of effeminacy is seeping in the churches so much that it's uncomfortable even for pastors to say anything about female sinning. It's uncomfortable for a pastor even to say anything about, oh, women, you're not supposed to gossip. Oh, women, the Bible says you're supposed to respect your husband at all times. But we hear, man, you got to serve. You got to warrior serve. You got to serve like a servant. You got to serve like a servant that serves. You got a servant is the best. You're the best servant if you serve. You better serve if you're the lowest. You're the service. You're the service of the serve. You got to serve. Serve. You got to. So the Bible says you to serve. Serve, 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 serve. Servant leadership. Leadership, service. Lervis. Lervis Cedarsip. That's what we're saying. We're doing Lervis Cedarsip today. And we're too busy chopping onions. And we don't understand that the feminist movement, all that stuff is seeping in. And it's causing a war against the genders that people are actually angry at women. And people are actually angry at men. And the Bible says we need to work together. I love my wife. She is part of this here kingdom that is my house. I'm the king, she's the queen. We work together, we make decisions. She handles things while I'm at work. She's a beautiful, beautiful helpmeet. And that's how it should be in our households. But let me get back to my point. We need to be able to, when we pull out our swords, it's for a reason. It's just like David. We are fighting because someone has disrespected God. We are fighting because someone has went against my wife, went against my family. We are fighting because we're sounding the alarm that there's wolves at the gate. We're sounding the alarm that the enemy is near. We're sounding the alarm. That's why we put all our swords, because we're about to fight. We fight with our swords and we build with our trials, just like in Nehemiah. And we're not scared of them. We're not scared of them. We'll fight for our brothers. We'll fight for our sons. We'll fight for our daughters. And we fight for our family. This is what we're going to do as heroes. But we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on green onions and garlic. No, 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 no. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on Twitter arguing nonsense. Arguing nonsense. If you put a comment on Twitter, this is just a little test. If you put a comment on Twitter, then someone immediately says something that you don't agree with under yours, how about you don't say nothing to them? Because you say it what you say it. And what if I want an explanation? Nah, bro. I say it what I say it, and I'm going to leave it there. I say it what I say it. And that's all you have to do. You don't even have to say I said what I said. Just leave it alone. It's okay for people not to agree with you. You don't have to go back and forth. You don't have to every time pull out. Now we got a sword fight. Now, according to Ephesians chapter 5. Or no, according to Thessalonians chapter 4. According to ching, 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 ching. What is the point when the enemy is at the gate? And he's going after your sons and your daughters and your wives. He's going after your youth group at your church. He's going after your pastor and his son. He's going after your men's group. He's going after your women's group. Like, what are we doing? According to 2 Thessalonians, ching, ching, ching. According to 2 Hesitations, ping, 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 ping. What are we doing? Seriously. What are we doing? This is not what our swords are for. We do not dwell on petty. We walk in the powerful. We cannot dwell in the petty though. We abide in the powerful work and power of Jesus Christ, but we do not live in petty. So I tell you again, heroes, samurai do not use their swords to cut onions. And that's all I gotta say about that, heroes. Until next time. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, and be strong out there. Whoop! I wanna be a superhero.